Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I live in a duplex, and his brother and the brother's girlfriend live next to us. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcomed in my house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. My husband is 58, and he has problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. Because of it, I don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead. He gives me all of the great sex that I want and need, and we don't even have to sneak around to do it. He comes over after my husband falls asleep, and the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. We are usually able to make love two or three times a night, once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled. The girlfriend doesn't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house. The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle is that my husband's brother doesn't want me to have sex with my husband anymore. We had a talk and he was serious about that. I told him that I have to be intimate with my husband too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is I have to sneak to have sex with a man I married, but I can freely have sex with his brother. Make it make sense. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Does this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Does this sound crazy to you? No, this sounds perfectly sane and sensible to me. Perfectly. You and your brother-in-law having sex in your house right under your husband's nose. What's crazy about that? Your brother-in-law doesn't want you to have sex with his brother, your husband, anymore, just with him. Nope, still doesn't sound crazy to me. Your brother-in-law is threatening to stop your affair if you don't stop having sex with your own husband. Well, doesn't every brother who's sleeping with his brother's wife want this? I mean, really? Okay, I'm being sarcastic here, of course, because I want you to hear how ridiculous this sounds. We are to believe that because your husband sleeps with a CPAP machine, you're having sex with his brother? You never once said your husband wasn't a good husband. You never said he doesn't love you. You never even said you don't love your husband. Your husband's not cheating. Nothing like that. I guess you're sleeping with his brother because you can, because he's right next door, or simply because you don't like his girlfriend. Those are the only things you told us about any other thing besides you and the brother-in-law. You asked Steve and I to make this make sense. Really? That's kind of impossible, because no one can make sense of this foolishness. And I don't want any parts of it. I mean, how can we possibly help you here? You don't want our help, because if your husband just happens to wake up one of those nights that you think he's sleeping through, I feel sorry for you and his brother. But until then, do you, boo. Steve?
Wow. I'm forever amazed at how people have created these new norms. Mm-hmm. How everybody now has all this dysfunctional faith, dysfunctional behavior, and then you want us to normalize it. like y'all don't see what I'm trying to do here? No, we don't. And we don't. And you trifling. You trifling. Your husband's brother is trifling. Whew. So this is a letter full of trifling mess. And now at the end of it, does his brother have the right to be jealous? What are y'all talking about? Okay. Look. Your husband and you and your husband live in a duplex. And his brother and the girlfriend live next door to y'all in the duplex. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Well, now let's take this line right here. Because this is, now that we've read the letter, this makes perfect sense. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Oh, so she can't come over there.
You got a lot of nerve.
Well, we know, based on this letter, we know why she can't come over.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's the party house. Mm-hmm. And she the only one ain't involved in the party. Out of the four people, she's the only one not involved in the party. You in the party, your husband in the party, your brother-in-law in the party. She can't come to the party house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. Your husband is 58. He's got problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. In case y'all don't know what that is, that's that mask. That's that mask you put on. It pushes air through your nasal passages and everything, so you don't stop breathing due to a couple of problems you might have, and it causes you to breathe more freely. Okay. So now he got the machine on that. This is CPAP machine, y'all. I used to sleep on a CPAP machine till I found a way to heal myself. Praise God for that. But yeah. One night, the CPAP machine came off and it fell in my lap. You know, I sleep naked. Then I found a whole nother need for that CPAP machine. I'm going to tell you something. That
CPAP machine falls in my lap. CPAP.
You take that cup and you leave it there. Let me tell you something. Ooh, Lord,
okay. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Thank you for the background CPAP machine noise. The subject of today's strawberry letter, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. We'll get back into it right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he doesn't want me to be with his brother.
All right, let me go through this quickly. Here's this woman that's 46 years old that lives in a duplex with her husband who's 58. They next door neighbors right next door in the duplex is his 46-year-old brother with her girlfriend. She don't like the girlfriend. The girlfriend ain't welcome over to the house. We know in the letter why she ain't welcome over to the house. Her husband and her don't have sex because he got some health issues. He sleep on a CPAP machine at night. And so we don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead.
That line is
you, raggedy heifer.
Thank you.
So now you sleeping with your husband's brother. He gives me all the great sex that I want and need, and we don't even have to sneak around to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute,
right,
what? Right, you don't have to sneak around to do it. Well, let me show you what she called not sneaking around.
Yeah.
He comes over after my husband falls asleep, and the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. Wait a minute, man. Y'all having sex in the next room?
This is foul.
While your husband is in the other room sleep?
Yeah, that's
his crazy. Brother is in here sleeping with his wife? And you think the sleep machine drowns out the sounds y'all making? We're usually able to make love 2 to 3 times a night, once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled.
Yes.
The girlfriend don't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle. Now, guess what? And you know why he over there at the house? Because you don't allow her to come over either. Remember that at the top of the letter? And
the
she
girlfriend.
Never will because you don't like her. You created the dislike.
Mm-hmm.
You did this. The girlfriend ain't did nothing wrong to you. You doing something wrong to the girlfriend and your husband. So now, the only problem I'm having with this love triangle is my husband's brother does not want me to have sex with my husband anymore. What? We had a talk, and he was serious about that. I told him I have to be intimate with my husband, too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is, no, you ain't got to say that.
Right.
crazy been happened. But now, she come and see, this is what I'm talking about. These people have these abnormal behaviors and try to normalize them. Then she say, what's crazy is, no. What you mean, what's crazy? That's already crazy.
She's trying to trick us, Steve.
I have to sneak to have sex with the man I'm married to. But I can freely have sex with his brother.
Ooh,
wait a minute. Lady, no. No. Y'all have locks on these doors. You supposed to have sex with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be sneaking around on your husband. And you really shouldn't be sneaking around with his brother in the room next door while he in there.
Here we go.
Listening to that damn CPAP machine.
Let him wake up.
Then she says, I can freely have sex with his brother. How you call that freely having sex?
Mm-hmm.
You sneaking with your husband. No, you're not freely. Your husband is next door. She says, and I can freely have sex. Make it make sense. We can't.
What can we do?
You want to make it make sense. What's wrong with y'all? I done told y'all, quit having these crazy ass behaviors. You done made it normal. Now you want us to help you. Mm-hmm. We got no help for you. We don't give a damn what you do. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Well, whether he have the right or not, he jealous. He don't have the right to be sleeping with his brother's wife, but he doing it. You don't have the right to violate your husband's trust in y'all's marriage with the dude that stay next door, which happens to be his brother. Does this sound crazy to you? Heffa.
Perfectly sane.
Do this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen. Your man going to wake up one night. Because let me tell you what happened when you wake up with that CPAP machine on. You can set it down and it'll blow freely for a couple of beats. Not long. But about 10, 15 seconds, I think, it'll blow free. And then it'll cut off. And then you have to come back and put it on, and then it'll start back up again. I think what's going to happen is he's going to have to go to the bathroom one of the night.
Exactly.
He's going to wake up. Yeah.
He's going to wake up, and that CPAP machine going to cut off, and he's going to hear that noise. Then he's going to look over and realize you ain't in bed. He's going to think somebody done broke in the house and over there beat. He's going to walk in the room. Y'all ain't going to hear him. And even if you do hear him, what is y'all doing in this damn bed together?
It's going to happen.
And then it's going to be on and cracking.
Yes. All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
If your girlfriend you don't like, she's going to come over and whoop your ass.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.